Hi, everybody. Welcome back to This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. Michael Rogers here, being assisted very ably, as always, by nationally known small business advocate, Chris Ullman. Chris, in this segment, let's follow up with the discussion we started in the previous segment about a recent report that found that some small businesses are having to resort to giving out as much as 15% pay hikes in order to keep the good employees that they need to help their companies grow and succeed. Interesting kind of analysis of this trend by the Wall Street Journal found that certain segments of the job market are seeing even greater pay hikes than others. And the one that was getting them the biggest number of pay raises really surprised me, and that is leisure and hospitality. And I guess in a sense, that's kind of surprising because you tend to think of these as mostly entry-level employees. But in fact, it appears that the reason small businesses are having to give out pay hikes to attract people is this is really difficult to get these entry-level employees. What's your take on that?
Well, and I think that's true. And I also might make the comment without hopefully offending anyone that in some cases, you know, those are in many cases not high-paying jobs. And so they already were like at a position where somebody might be able to look at those and say, at that rate, I can't even afford to work, you know, whatever the case may be. So there might have been a little bit of that, too. Hospitality also, it's kind of interesting because this is where, you know, when I preach about immigration reform, this is one of the areas I specifically talk about. And that is that you may get to a point where somebody does say, yeah, I can't take that job. I can't afford to take that job, et cetera, where someone entering from another country that might be a you know, more, they might be more affable to that. That might be a step up. That might be a earning opportunity. And if they come here and take it and stay, then it absolutely is. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. So that might be a little bit of that. When you get a little higher in that service industry and you start looking at development, you know, and sales and marketing and all those things, yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to have to pay a little bit for those positions because those are important positions and they drive the bottom line of success. Successful companies.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, as any small business owner listening understands, it's a burden if you have to substantially increase pay hikes to keep your employees, and it's not an unlimited amount of money that you've got in the business.
Right.
And this report here from the Wall Street Journal said that many companies, if they have to do this, they're finding that the money's got to come from someplace, so they're putting less money back into the company, like buying new equipment or new trucks or something like that. And I think that's, in my experience, that's something that employees typically don't really understand. They think there's, I don't know whether they think there's just a magic pool of unlimited money that's available, and if they want it, they should get it.
Yeah.
But in fact, if it goes to employees, it means it's not going someplace else in the company.
Well, and if I could speak on the other side of that whole argument, I'll go back to the minimum wage and everybody saying, yeah, $15 an hour should be the minimum wage. We've got to re-energize our middle class. That's what made it great. And that's great, except they have to remember when we first developed our middle class, we were the dominant force in manufacturing on the planet. And we were sending our cars all over the world. And that's what generated a middle class. And that's not so much the circumstance anymore. And so it's a little different environment, I think, that we find ourselves in. And you know, the old saying is, how much can you charge for a burger? I mean, I can pay my people on the line $20 an hour, except that then they're at the drive-thru, they're going to wind up paying $12 for a hamburger instead of $1.80, you know. And you're right, the cost has to be absorbed by the company in some way. And what we saw with minimum wage hikes is they actually were saying, well, we got to do more with less. So because there's no pot of money here, we've got to hire fewer people to have them do more work. And so actually the inverse effect, the reverse effect of what they wanted came into play because there were fewer people employed.
Well, small businesses frequently find themselves losing employees to big companies. I just was talking this week to an executive in a small firm, and she said they just lost one of their employees to a big company because, in large part, the big companies could pay a lot more money. Have you heard of small businesses? Do they try to maybe make up for that by offering other kinds of perks? and flexibility that only a small business can offer?
Well, and it's the flexibility. You have to be creative. You have to be a creative employer. And when you look at that, you know, it can't be money related because you probably just don't have the money. And so you have to look at it and say, okay, what else can we do? You know, when you say a lot of the money going to raises comes out of other things you're doing, one of the other things they're doing is putting less money into R&D, development of new products, etc. They may be putting less money into enhancing their employees with further training and education, etc. All those things, in a manner of speaking, are kind of like what Michigan here said, you know, we'll, for a few years, we'll let the infrastructure go, and then we'll come circle back. Well, now it's like a huge infrastructure problem, and I think you're going to see that in businesses as well.
Great insights by small business advocate Chris Holman, my co-host here on This Month in Small Business on the Michigan Business Network. My name is Michael Rogers. We'll take a break and come back with more right after this.